All right. Well, we've dove into the pool here on Kansas City all day yesterday and a little bit here this morning. I think they're an impressive team. Do a lot of things well, as kind of I would expect from many of the people that I know there, starting with Scott and Todd, Romeo, Bill Muir, so forth, and many other people that I've worked with or coached. They're well coached. They're tough. They're a disciplined football team. They really do a good job of doing what they do, not making a lot of big mistakes, not making a lot of plays that are just give the other team opportunities. You got to really go out there and execute well and earn it. And I think that they're a team that won their division last year. That they've played some real good football. Kind of got off to a little bit of a slow start. Then they played some real good football, and then it hasn't quite gone for them the last couple weeks like they wanted to. But we know what they're capable of. They have a lot of good football players in all three phases of the game. They're an explosive team, with an outstanding pass rusher in Holly and outstanding coverage player in Flowers and good speed at linebacker, big play receiver in Bo, strong running game with Battle, Jones, McCluster, whoever they try to use, McCluster in return games. So they do a lot of things. They have a lot of good players. They do a lot of things well. And it's a team we don't know very well, so we're really going to have to do a good job with our preparation and making sure that we, find out a lot about these guys in a hurry, which is what we're trying to do now, obviously.
Bill, how have you seen Matt Castle grow and evolve as a quarterback since he left you guys after 2008?
Well, Matt's a real good. He's doing a lot of the same things he did for us in 2008. When I watched him last year, getting ready for the for the off season, as we looked at our new opponents, we hadn't played Kansas City, and Matt's doing did what he what he did for us in 2008, and that's win games. He made plays with his feet. He could run, scramble, real good arm, threw the deep ball well, made a lot of big plays with Bo, managed the team well, made good decisions. He's a smart player. They check some plays, the line of scrimmage based on different looks and so forth. So obviously, he can handle that well. So I think he played about the way he played in here in 2008 and has built on it, improved on it, in all the areas.
What do you know about Tyler Palco?
He's a player that we've got to do some work on, and spend more time watching him. We, of course, haven't seen a lot of him in regular season game film, through back to preseason, but I'd say an athletic player, quick release, can move around back there in a pocket, left-handed, and sees the field pretty well. I think they have a lot of confidence in him. He played ahead of Stansy this year in preseason, and I know Stansy's the guy they drafted. There's a lot to like about him too. So we'll have to be ready for both those guys, but. Obviously, he played well enough to to move into that second spot. And we all know from the 2008 season here and many other examples of teams we played against. But everybody wrote us off in 2008 when we lost Tom and Matt led us to 11 wins. So we're playing against a football team, not just one player, and we know that whoever they have in there, whether it's Palco, Stansy, or whoever it is, that. We're going to have to play a good football team, and again, it's the team that won their division last year, and they have good, they have good coaches. They're well coached. They're disciplined. They have good depth.
So, when you have limited film on a quarterback, what other avenues can you utilize to get a gauge of what he is, his tendencies, and any way to prepare for him?
That's really all we can do, and that's what we have to do. We have to look at the film that we have available, and fortunately, we have plenty of film available with him in their offense. What's hard sometimes is when you see a player and the only film you have on them is you know, when he's with another team, run another offense, and you know, now you're trying to project that skill set into, you know, an offense that is, you know, doesn't match up with the player, but in this case it does, and you know, I think any coach that loses, you know, a starting quarterback, you know, when you bring in whoever the other quarterback is, you certainly want to play to that player's strengths, you know, to a degree, but at the same time, you know, you can't have two different offenses, you know, one for this guy, one for that guy. I mean, it's just, it's impossible. You can't do that. So, obviously to keep the consistency there for the other 10 players who are, you know, all good players and are playing well, then, you know, there's got to be some carryover for them. And then the quarterback does what the offense requires him to do. And then, you know, you make some modifications for him, because of his skill set, but you just can't change everything that you do because one guy steps on the field or, you know, kills the other 10 guys.
Coach, do you see that signs or earmarks of this being a Pioli made team?
I don't really know. What does that mean?
Well, you know, how it's constructed, you know, what their image is like, how they play, what they're like. I mean, he helped you build a number of Patriot teams. Do you see signs or similarities with the Chiefs teams, this Chiefs team?
You know, I mean, that's a tough question. I'm not really sure how to answer that. They've obviously added, you know, players in, you know, in the last three drafts, and so they have some, you know, younger players on the team along with some of the guys who are already there. You know, Todd Haley, I coach with him at the Jets, and many of the other people that are on that staff I've worked with before, whether it be, you know, Romeo and Anthony Pleasant on the defensive side of the ball, and Otis, obviously, or Maurice and Richie Anderson, Bill Muir on the offensive side of the ball, along with Todd Haley, Scott. So, you know, I mean, I think it's a mixture of all those things. There's certainly some similarities to some of the things that were at the Jets and, you know, in the, you know, 97, 98, 99 years that many of us were together. I think there, you know, there's some things that maybe you could relate to the Patriots. You know, Romeo and I go way back to the Giants. It's probably some things that you could even, you know, the 3-4 defense and some of the things they do defensively and some of the players that they have that, you know, again, going back to whether it's, you know, Maurice Carthon or Otis Smith or Anthony Pleasant, I mean, those guys were all, you know, we were all together at the Jets at one time. So, you know, there's a lot of intertwining there. And certainly, you know, Scott is, as the, you know, top guy in the organization has, you know, implemented his philosophy. And you know, but again, that's sort of, I think, you know, all those people have probably a high degree of that philosophy together. And sure, you see all that in the team.
Bill, by our calculations, you've reached a deadline with Marcus Cannon. Have you reached a decision on activating or not with him?
Yeah, I would expect that by 4 o'clock we'll make that decision and bring Marcus onto the roster. But we don't have anything going on right now, though.
I'm sorry. You're going to bring him on.
We don't have anything to announce right now, but by 4 o'clock, we will have to make that decision, and you know, I'll be on the roster. Yeah.
So, do you have any further news? Go ahead,
Bill. Sebastian, we know Sebastian's been battling his back injury throughout the season, and his time that he's been able to play these last few games. How have you seen him get acclimated again within the game, and is he progressing as you would like?
Yeah. I think that Sebastian's done a good job for us. He's gotten a lot of reps since the bye week, and it seemed like he kind of turned the corner. I mean, he was improving steadily, but like he finally kind of was able to turn the corner there after around the bye week and after the bye week. It's good to have him out there. He's certainly, you know, a good player, one of our best players, he's a physical, he's a physical player. He's long, and he really does, most everything well on the field. It's good to have him back out there, and it certainly makes us a better football team now that you know that he's back on the field. I mean, not that Nate. I'm not saying that by any commentary about Nate, because Nate's done a good job for us too. But I'm saying having another good football player, and at times all three of them are out there with Nate, Matt, and Sebastian. That's good too.
Bill, how close is Dean Fletcher to getting back?
He's coming along. He's definitely getting there. See him each day. He seems more upbeat and more positive on the results and how he's coming, what he's able to do. So we're just taking it day by day. But he's making good progress.
Any updates on Devin McCourty?
No.
One player that you that was a longtime Chief that you've added to your team is Brian Waters. What has he meant to your team and to your offensive line thus far?
Yeah, Brian's come in and done an outstanding job for us. We got him. It was right at the beginning of the season. He certainly had a lot of, had to make a big adjustment from, not being here in training camp. And unfortunately, I think, a lot of the terminology and things like that, there was some carryover. I'm not saying it was the same, but there was definitely some carryover for him in helping to learn the system. But he's really worked hard at, just doing everything that you would want a player to do. Worked hard and studying his plays and being in his notebook and watching film and asking questions. And he's very well prepared. I mean, he's a real good, he's a true professional. And he really works hard at his job. He takes a lot of pride in it and studies all the details. And he's been very good with helping, like, when Donald Thomas came onto the roster after him, working together with him and teaching him things, but studying together, things like that. So from that standpoint, he's been great. He's worked hard to, get into football condition. He's played a lot of football for us. I think he showed a lot of toughness there in the Jets game where he got rolled up on the second play of the game and came out and kind of taped back up and went back in and played well. So I think he's added a lot to our line and our entire football team. I mean, he's earned everybody's respect here. He's tough. He's a good football player. He's really made some outstanding plays, just like individual plays that, I'd say not, you don't see many other players at that position make. He's a high quality player. He's a high quality individual, very unselfish, team oriented, really tries to do things the way that the group's being done. He's an unselfish player, and he's a very good player, so he's been a great addition to this team. We were really lucky to be able to add him, especially at the time that, the fact that he was available at the time that, we did it at the end of training camp.
I mean, he's a Pro Bowl player, obviously.
Made the switch from left guard to right guard. I played right guard. I mean, he was a defensive lineman. Coming out of college and moved to left guard, played left guard his whole career over there, then comes in here, and, I don't think he's taken one snap at right guard the whole time he's been here. So, I know it's guard's guard, but left guard, right guard, I mean, that's a, switching footwork and everything else. So, I mean, just everything we've asked him to do, he's done everything that he possibly could to try to do it. And I can't say enough about that.
Mm. I was going to say, he's a Pro Bowl player, but is it possible he's even exceeded your expectation?
Well, I mean, we expected that he would play well, and he has. It's just a question of, I would say the biggest thing with Brian, not how well he's playing and how good he is, because he's a good player, it's just how quickly he was able to get acclimated to everything, to our system, the way we, call plays and, do things and make adjustments in the offensive line. I mean, that's every offensive line is kind of in their own little world, just the way that those five people interact and their calls and communications and kind of knowing where the guy beside you is and passing games and blitzes and things like that. I mean, no matter how long you've played, working with those guys is, as closely as they work together on a play-by-play basis, you know, it's come together more quickly than I really think we as a staff realistically expected that it would. I mean, he's had really no problems at all, you know, adjusting and making the transition, and that's not only changing positions, but, you know, coming on to a pretty veteran line.